listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Hello and welcome. God bless you today. You are listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries, or VIP. We're located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. Thank you so much for tuning in once again to WWBC 100.7 FM. We're here on the radio every weekday, Monday through Friday, right here at 6 p.m. We thank you so much for tuning in faithfully. Our pastors at Victory are Pastor Thomas Robinson and Pastor Teresa Robinson, and they definitely welcome you to attend any of our services, weekdays at 7 p.m., Sundays at 11 a.m. I'm your host, Andre Jordan, and today we're going to enjoy the word of the Lord as we talk from the topic, the world needs mercy. Amen. The world needs mercy. You need mercy. I need mercy. We need mercy. Those that are lost and outside of Christ, they need mercy. So let us pray really quick. Father, thank you so much for your goodness, for your grace, and of course, for your mercy today. That's what we're talking about, and that's what we depend on. We depend on your mercy, Father. So thank you for giving all of us a brand new day, full of new grace, full of new mercy for today. Father, we bless and we thank you. We pray to have your nature. We pray to have your DNA. We pray to be merciful. As the book of Matthew tells us, blessed are the merciful, they shall obtain mercy. So, Father, strengthen us in this area of mercy today, we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. So, once again, I'm excited to be with you today, thanking God for the opportunity every time we have to come on the air and share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so today we're talking about mercy. And we know that mercy is having compassion towards someone. And mercy, we're having compassion towards someone when they're vulnerable, when they're undeserving of mercy. But yet our hearts are moved to compassion and moved to show mercy when we're at our weakest, when we're at our worst, when we do not deserve it. We're moved to show mercy. How can we do this? It's because God is merciful. It is in the nature and character and DNA of God to extend mercy. Mercy to show kindness and concern for somebody in serious need. Will we be merciful today? God our Father is merciful. What about you and I? Mercy. To be moved by the sight of someone suffering to the point that we share in it, that we do something about it. Mercy, responding to those that are helpless, cannot help themselves. Mercy, that is the state that you and I were in when we did not know Christ. And perhaps somebody listening today is yet in that state. does not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, in a state of helplessness, in a state of sin, in a state of being undeserving of the mercy, but yet God, who is merciful, is moved with compassion at the state that we find ourselves in, and has, through his Son Jesus Christ, extended mercy. I will have mercy on you. So, point number one, God is merciful. I want to say, if you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, if you don't know the Lord, you might feel like he's mad at me. I've done this. Sometimes we have our dirty laundry list. I've done this. I did this. I said this. I went here. I went there. I've been in jail. I've been in prison. I've killed somebody. I destroyed somebody's character. I slandered somebody. I lied on somebody. I stole from somebody. I committed adultery. I went with somebody's husband. I went with somebody's wife. There's our whole dirty laundry list of why we don't deserve his mercy. But God said, I'm merciful. And his mercy is extended towards us today. God sees. Yes, he sees. Yes, he knows. He knows and sees all. He's omnipresent. The eyes of the Lord going to and fro, seeing everything, not missing a beat. So it's not that he doesn't know, but he's a God that is moved with compassion. He's a God that sees you in, sees me in our helpless, sinful state and says, I will have mercy. They can't help themselves. If they could help themselves, they would stop doing it. Think about people that are addicted, have addictions, drug addictions, alcohol addictions, whatever the addiction is, whatever the bondage is. If they could stop themselves, they would stop themselves. But they're helpless because they've been taken captive. So they're helpless. They're enslaved to that thing. God sees them. God says, I will have mercy. Mercy. The world needs mercy. We need mercy. I'm going to flip really quick to Deuteronomy 7, verse 9. Know therefore that the Lord your God, he is God. Don't get it twisted. He is God, the faithful God, which keeps covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commands to 1,000 generations. God is God. God is faithful. God keeps his covenant to us. God lavishes and pours on us his unfailing mercy. We need to know that. We need to change the picture, and we need to change the image that we have in our minds about God. We act like he's a big meanie. We act like he's a big bully. But God loves you today. God loves me today. And in my errors, in my mess, in my mistakes, in my falling short, in my missing the mark, he loves us. And his mercy is new every morning. And his mercy is extended to you. And his mercy is extended to me. Say that with me. And his mercy. But for the mercies of God, where would we be without his mercy? I thank God today for the mercy of God. Mercy is God's nature. Mercy is God's character. Mercy is in the DNA of God. He cannot help but be merciful. It is who he is. Let's look at some more scripture. Let's go to 2 Peter 3 and 9. 2 Peter 3 and 9, talking about the mercy of God, talking about the
goodness of God, the compassion of God, the love of God. So first, 2 Peter, I apologize, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. It says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. So the Lord isn't slow about what he has promised, as some people think. But what it is that he is long suffering toward you and I. He is not willing that any should perish if he can help it. He don't want to see you lost. He don't want to see you going to hell for eternity. He don't want you to perish. He don't want me to perish. It's not his desire. His long suffering is so long towards us. He's extended it so long towards us. He wants and wills that all should come to repentance, because he's merciful. His nature, his heart, is a heart that's merciful towards us. 1 John 1, chapter 1 and verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful. Still talking about God as we look at mercy. And he is just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we confess to God, God is faithful, God is just, God is loving, he will forgive us, he will cleanse our sins, he will cleanse us from all wickedness. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4, the book of Ephesians, right after Galatians, chapter 2, verse 4. Talking about mercy today, talking about compassion today that moves us to act to those that we see that are suffering, to those that we see that cannot help themselves, to those that we see that are helpless. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4 says, but God, our great God, who is rich in mercy. A lot of times when we talk about rich, a lot of times when we talk about having possessions and having things, very seldom do we talk and brag and boast about being rich in mercy. But I tell you what, today, I want to be like Jesus. I want to be rich in mercy. I don't want my riches and my wealth to only be intangible, temporal things. But how about if we make decisions to become rich in spiritual things and rich in the ways of God, rich in the character of God, rich in the heart of God, rich in the fruit of the Spirit, because that's what mercy is. But God, who is rich in mercy, God is a gazillionaire in mercy. More than a millionaire, more than a billionaire, more than a trillionaire. It's unlimited is his mercy to you and I today. For great is his love wherewith he has loved us. God is so rich in mercy. He loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life. He gave us redemption when he raised Jesus Christ from the dead through his resurrection power. And we need to know that today. This message needs to be heralded. God is rich in mercy to you. God is rich in mercy to me. God is rich in mercy to those that need him, to those that cry out for his help, to those that are helpless today, to those that found themselves in a situation, they're like, God, I can't help myself. He's rich in mercy to you. All you have to do is cry out, call upon him, and he will have compassion on you. He will see you suffering. He will show compassion to you. He will see beyond just looking at your situation and saying, oh, they look like they're in need. No, his concern, his love goes deeper than that. He will do something about it. He is moved to action, to respond, to help the helpless, the suffering, those that are undeserving, done so much devilment, caused so much trouble, created so much chaos and destruction. You just made a mess. I just made a mess. But God, the mercy of God is yet extended to us. The mercy of God does not give us what we deserve, the punishment we deserve, but the mercy of God. It says, I will have mercy on you. I will extend mercy on you. I will come and help you. I will come and rescue you. I will come and see about you. May I encourage you today and encourage you and let you know God sees that situation. God sees your heart. When we repent, God hears the cry of a repentant heart. And God is working on your behalf, and God is coming to see about you in that situation. So I want to encourage you today to cry out to him, number one, to take heart, number two, and to wait on the salvation of the Lord, number three. Wait on God to show up in your matter, in your situation, where you need him. Let's look at some of the Psalms. As we're still talking about the world needs mercy, and we're talking about first the mercy of God, the character of God, that mercy is his character, that mercy is his DNA, that mercy is who he is, and how not only does the world need mercy, my God, we need mercy too. And what we really need to do is to be conduits and extensions of the mercy of God. I'm going to get to that, but let me continue a little bit, just laying this foundation about the mercy of God. How merciful is our God? Let me look at Psalms 145, and I'm going to read one verse, verse 9. The Lord is good to all. So the Lord is good to you. The Lord is good to me. The Lord is good to the worst, rankest, skankiest sinner there is. The Lord is good to all. He didn't miss nobody in that. And his tender mercies are over all his works. The Lord is merciful and compassionate. The Lord, I got to read verse 8. I'm sorry. Let me back up. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. The Lord is slow to anger. The Lord is of great mercy. I told you, he's not mad at you. Yes, you messed up. Yes, I have messed up. Yes, I have done things that he should be hot, flaming mad about, but that is not all of who he is. More than any time he needs to correct and bring judgment to us, the mercy came first. He is of unlimited supply of mercy. So verse 8, I'm reading it again. The Lord is merciful and compassionate. In the New Living Translation, the Lord is slow to get angry. He's slow because I said he is long suffering, a long time. He keeps tapping on your shoulder, tapping on my shoulder with his mercy, saying, receive my mercy. Will you receive it today? We push his hand away. I'm not interested in the mercies of God. Comes back tomorrow morning, new mercies every day. Will you receive my mercy today? Today, again, through this radio broadcast, will you receive my mercy today? Will you let me help you? I see you're helpless. I see you struggling. I see you falling flat on your face. I see you can't get up. I'm moved with compassion. I will extend my hand of mercy to you. I'll help you straighten up your life. Get yourself on track. He is merciful and compassionate. He is slow to get angry. He is filled with unfailing love. He's good to everyone. He showers his compassion and mercy over all of his creation. My God, today, God's mercy is here today. Let us embrace, let us receive, let us humble ourselves and ask for help. Ask for help that mercy can find you. Ask for help that mercy can rain down on you. He showers his mercy on all of his creation. Why would we not receive mercy? I'm reading now. Let's go to Psalms 86. Let's read verse 5. For thou, Lord, art good. Saying it again, the Lord is good to all. You, Lord, are good. You are ready to forgive. You are plenteous in mercy. Saying it again, before the other scripture said he was rich in mercy. You are plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon you. Lord, you are so good. You are so ready to forgive. You are so full of unfailing mercy to all who ask for your help. Why don't we dial 911 today? This is a spiritual 911. I don't need to call a telephone operator that cannot help my soul. But we can dial a spiritual 911 today. And they say, what's your emergency? We can talk to the Father and say, God, I need you today. God, I need your mercy today. God, I'm crying out. I'm calling out to you today to come and help your girl get up, to come and help your manservant get up, to come and help me, a lost sinner outside of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, to come and ask you to save me today. Whatever your need is, the ear of the Lord is open to those that call, that cry out to him. And the mercies of God we see today are rich. The mercies of God are plenteous. The Lord, it said, is so ready to forgive. The Lord is so good. He is so ready to forgive. So he's not standing in front of you with his arms folded, looking at you. No, his hands are outstretched open to give you a big bear hug, to pull you into his embrace and tell you, yes, I love you. Yes, I forgive you. Yes, I heard you repent. Yes, I heard when you called my name and cried out to me and said, God, forgive me of my sins. Change my heart. I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I believe he died for my sins and was buried and resurrected that I might be saved, that I might taste of your mercy. I believe that Christ endured the cross for all of my sins, bore everything I did do, would do, can do. Mercy today, mercy, mercy. You know how when we were kids and we would play games and somebody would say, do that thing where you did the arm wrestling until somebody pinned the other one down and said, you got to cry mercy, and they would let you up and let you go. Cry mercy today. Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy on me today, Lord, in my trouble, in my sticky situation. Would you, God, have mercy? And the answer, we've already read in the Psalms, we see the Lord says, yes, so ready to forgive. Before we ask, do you understand that God is already ready to forgive? Waiting on you to cry out, waiting on you to repent, waiting on you to just even ask for his help. That is the God that we serve. He's waiting on you and I today. Oh, what a great and mighty God he is. Oh, what a merciful God he is. The mercy of God is extended, it said, to 1,000 generations. Today I pray that you would drink of his mercy, that you would embrace his mercy, that you and I today would open up our hearts and allow the mercy of God to rain, shower, pour out, pour upon us. Oh, Father, we stand in need of your mercy today, and we say thank you. Thank you for your merciful heart. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for new mercies every day. Our eyes pop open and we find ourselves alive and in the land of the living. The mercies of God are right there to meet and greet us as we open our eyes and we take our breath of the morning. The mercies of God are new, are everlasting, are extended to our direction. Father, I receive them by faith in the name of Jesus Christ today. And we thank you, God, and we pray to be merciful as you, our Father, is merciful. I pray today that each of us, God, give us somebody that we can show your mercy to, that we can show the kindness and mercy that we've received from you. Let us reciprocate and give it out today is my prayer. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries, located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. Our pastors are Thomas and Teresa Robinson. They always welcome you to come join us at our service times, Tuesday at 7 p.m., Sunday at 11 a.m. You are welcome to Victory International Praise Ministries. You may come as a visitor, but you're going to leave there knowing you're loved by God and that you are family. God bless you and keep you.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to vipministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that he will make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
You're listening to WWBC, 1510 AM, W234BI, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, 100.7 FM.
Ones we love much more, smile in your face, and your love they do ignore. The pain that it caused can never be described. It's time for you to stand tall and move on with your life.
Yeah.